you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, Neetu Da. We are broadcasting from the Musqueam and Coast Salish Peoples Unceded Territory. This is Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CC, probably the only radio show to ever be subtitled. And if you look at your iPod, laptop, or whatever device you're using to listen to this, then you know that I mean that ironically, and that technology has not come far enough for the radio to be subtitled, or that there is no one who cares enough to make that invention. Either way, this show is not subtitled. It is ironically subtitled. But I like to think that it is subtitled. Have you ever had a stupid moment? I'm sure you have. Everybody has a stupid moment at some point in their life. I'm sure I've had many, but my most recent stupid moment was not that long ago. It was, let me tell you a story. I just kind of noticed my hand one day. You know when you notice your hands? So I noticed my hands, and I looked at my fingernails, and at the bottom where, you know, the nail starts to come out of your skin, at the bottom, a little kind of white blotch was there. And I didn't know why, because I don't remember hitting my hand hard on anything, but yet it was there, this white little blotch. And I didn't know, and I still don't know how it got there. I figured something under the skin, I don't know. And when I first saw it, I thought, okay, this is never going to go away. It's forever going to be there now. And that was my stupid moment. Because a little later, I think this it was too long later. It was about like a week later. I realized that no, it's not going to stay there. Because then I started noticing it was higher and higher up and I didn't get it. And then I realized fingernails grow like your hair. And they grow out from the bottom up. That was my stupid moment, and now it's reached the point where it's, like, all the way at the top, and it's almost gone now. There's just, a little bit left, but that was my stupid moment. I forgot that fingernails growed. I totally forgot about it. I could have, like, I mentioned on another show that I always have, like, ideas to do, like, silly research. This would have been one. If I wasn't so stupid at that moment, then I could have actually measured how long it took for that little dot to make it all the way to the top and gone. But because of that stupid moment of mine, I did not do that. Of course, I still could. I could put, like, you know, put some, like, make a mark with a Sharpie or something and then measure it again, you know, actually count the days or by weeks or whatever I decide my measurements to be. I wouldn't know, you know, like you can kind of determine what the measurement is going to be, like kilometers, meters, centimeters, in this case months, days, or weeks, because I don't know the average growth of fingernails. I would have to I'd probably start with days and then maybe weeks if it progressed longer than that. I think it's been at least a month that it's been growing out like this. But I'm sure that all of us have had that stupid moment. And I think stupid moments are usually associated with things that we learned when we were younger. There's a lot of things that I learned as a kid that I still kind of know. Like, I know my fingernails grow, but I'm not conscious of it all the time. I'm not conscious every single day. Like, you know when you suddenly breathe by yourself? You know when you realize that, oh, I breathe. I breathe, and I need to breathe by myself. You usually just do it unconsciously. You're always just breathing, and you don't consciously breathe. You just do it naturally. But then those moments come when you start that you realize, oh, I need to breathe. I need to go in and out, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. I feel like it's usually associated with those kinds of things because we learn it when we're little and then we grow up and then it's not told to us every single day about how our bodies work, but not usually about that, like, you know, manners that you learn growing up and things like that. But when you start to grow up, it becomes really different. You begin to have these stupid moments because you forget all these things. I remember that I forgot that skin is called skin. I totally forgot. And you know that phrase, I know CITR, like the back of my hand. Obviously, I don't know the back of my hand because I didn't notice that little blotch on my fingernail till a lot later. And which side is the back of your hand anyway? Is it the palm or is it the other side where your knuckles are? Which side is it? The back of your hand. I think it's the side that has the knuckles, but I'm not sure. There are a lot of phrases that don't completely make sense. Like, okay, this one does make sense, but it's the way you say it has changed. There's a saying called have your cake. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Or you can't eat your cake and have it too. Now we say you can't have your cake and eat it too. But before, it used to be you can't eat your cake and have it too. That's the correct way to say it. But over time, that has just, we just changed it to become something else. And you know what else I have noticed? If you want to become fit, you know, they say go to the gym. The gym, start running, play sports, you know, participation commercials. Spend at least an hour of your day doing physical activity. They don't really specify what the physical activity should be, but sports related, I suppose. Running, jogging, how many synonyms can I come up with? I think I said jogging, even walking, I guess. But usually that's what you think about doing when to become fit, sports or swimming or something like that. But you know, the real way to become fit is to become an actor or actress or actress. I'm going with actor because that's usually the term. That's the way to do it nowadays. Become an actor and you'll become fit as hell. That's how you do it. And it's very, very difficult, incredibly difficult to become fit in today's society. Because there's not many actors out there. I mean, there are, but it's hard to become a real, true actor where you have to, where, when, I guess when, I don't, I, when you become an actor, then you start to, for like a role like any superhero kind of role, or, what was that movie, that movie that Dean DeHaan was in, oh my gosh, what was it, The Fault, no, Valerian, Dean DeHaan was in that movie, and he had to become really fit for his role, he had to play the part of, be muscular, of his character who is muscular, and therefore have to work out a lot. And I think with actors, I guess it's easier to become fit because they get a lot of criticism when they're not fit, like that incident with Wentworth Miller, where there was that photo of him when he was kind of, you know, he wasn't really doing a movie or a series or a show or anything, so you know, he kind of put on some weight, and then there was some shaming online, and then, you know, a lot of celebrities get that kind of thing. But they have the pressure of avoiding that, but at the same time, they have some motivation. Because if they are really fit, then if they go on Ellen, she'll just show your body of work. She'll show your body Unless you're a woman, then it's not shown. It's only men's bodies that usually come up on the Ellen show. And why not women? I understand women are, you know, they might be seen as prostitutes or hookers and whatnot when you show, when you, women are shown as, when women are shown to be sexual or sexy or taking their shirts off and things like that. But I think the reason why Ellen has, like, shirtless men and shows, like, pictures of shirtless men on her show is to, you know, kind of excite the women in the crowd. Not so much men, unless they are gay or homosexual, but why not women also? I know I'm probably losing a lot of you on this, but I think, I don't know, I think it's kind of funny that it doesn't work the other way around, that why can't women do that for men also? I mean, it already happens in strip clubs and whatnot. If you're trying to make women happy by men taking their shirts off, then why not do the same for men? It seems more fair that way. I mean, like, the whole issue with, you know, women not being paid as much as men, them having lower wages, and I agree that women should be paid the same amount for the same work, but I don't feel like they should be paid more. We should be equal. We shouldn't start going for revenge all of a sudden. We should be equals on that side. And let's go to delivery. I have recently learned about delivery. Delivery has gone to an extreme, to too much of an extreme. I was talking about delivery with some people here at CITR, Tintin, Audrey, Sydney, and I want to say Halla and Rachel, all people who are part of the CITR community. And I was asking them about delivery. I was asking them about different modes of delivery. Like, I don't use Amazon. I don't order anything online. I'm a person who doesn't like to have a lot of stuff. And if I have a lot of stuff, I just have the urge to throw it away, because I don't want it. Like, I don't have anything from, like, high school. I have barely anything. I have the yearbook and the customary hoodie. And that's it. That's all I have. I threw out everything else. I don't have any notes or projects or whatnot. They were all thrown out. But I know other people from my high school who properly kept their things. Like, I had this one classmate who had a binder for each class, and when a new year came around, she bought new binders for each class, and she just kept the binders and all the notes in the binder the way that they were when she was taking the class. And I think that's too much. I feel, why do you even need those? Why do you need to keep them? I don't see the point in it. But anyway, back to delivery. I don't use Amazon or any of those kinds of websites to deliver to me. I always feel uncomfortable with it. I feel like it's too easy. I mean, I don't like shopping, so making shopping easy would usually be a good thing. But at the same time, I kind of like the hassle of it. I like having to go out and buy something, you know, and it actually gets me out of the house knowing that I have to get something, I have to go get it, rather than, okay, I'm just going to go online, I'm going to order it, and they're going to give it to me. I'd rather go get it myself. That's what I'd rather do. But a lot of delivery systems have made it so that things just come to you. Sure, that's not what you want to teach your kids. You just receive things in life, kids. You don't have to go out and get it yourself. You don't have to work hard or anything. It's just brought to you. You just say, I want it. Here's what you ask for. Here's the payment, and now give it to me. That I doubt that's how you want to raise your kids. You just get things in life. No, you do not just get things in life. You have to work for things in life. And you have to work hard at it to get it. So, but there are things like skip the dishes. I don't know how many times I have seen that commercial. I understand the convenience of it. You know, you come home from work, you know, it's a long day, and it's just easier to kind of sit down and just order something, relax, wait for it to get there, and then open the door, pay, and take it and eat, and possibly go to bed. And that's very convenient, and it's easy. I know that there's, like, other companies, I don't know the name, but the way it works is that you order food for, like, a week. And at the beginning of the week, they give you, like, packaged meals. And then throughout the week, you eat those packaged meals. That's very convenient if you don't cook, like me. But at the same time, I feel like it's too easy. Things are too easy at this point. Everything is too easy. You don't even have to go buy your groceries anymore. You just go online and say, I need this, 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 and this, and this, and that. That's what I need. Bring it over. I'll give you your payment, and then let's be done with it. I always liked going to the grocery store when I was a kid. I always liked when we were at the line, that little rubber thing. I was very protective of our groceries. I made sure that the rubber divider thing was in the front and the back and perfectly protected our goods from anybody else and made sure no one took it. That's how I learned about Archie comics. That's how I learned about Archie and Betty and Jughead and Veronica. That's how I learned about all of them, because the comics were always there, like how they have all the magazines. They had comics there too, and I would always like read them. There's like one about, I remember reading one about like Hot Dog. He like escapes and they're like trying to find him and looking for him. So I always liked those trips. I even like the trips to the bank. Like now, you know, all the banks have the apps where you just take a photo of the check and it's automatically deposited, so you don't have to go. I know, I'm not an adult. I'm 19, so I don't know the struggles of adulthood yet. I have no idea how hard it is to simply go to the bank to give in a check. How struggling it is to stand in line and wait. And I know I'm coming off sarcastic and ironic, but I'm sure there's a lot of people who think that is difficult because they have to do so many things and they say you have to worry about a lot of things. Not really, you're letting yourself worry about all these things. But let me help you relax and not worry about these things by playing you Rain Falling Down from Lisa Provinder Snyder's album called Musical Moments in Nature.
If you appreciate future bass, grime, footwork, dubstep, halftime, trap, sexy bassy dance music, then join us on Friday, May 13th at the Imperial with international talent Thelum and Aztec, plus locals Tal Mala, Michael Red, and Barley. Search The Deeps on Facebook for details.
CITR and Mint Records have released their biannual collab, Pop Alliance Volume 5. This glamorous record features staple Vancouver artists, Devours, Swim Team, Lord Fuckerman, Chris Horrific, and so many more. Get your copy for only $15 on iTunes or at the Mint Records store now.
Hi, you're listening to CHR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territory of the Musqueam and Coast Salish people. I'm your host, Neetu Da, and this is my show, CC, or Convictions and Contradictions. And what we just heard was the song Rain Falling Down from Lisa Provender Schneider's album called Musical Moments in Nature, Fantasia Pastoral? I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm horrible at pronunciation and spelling and grammar. I learned that at a young age. Don't make me try to change that now. I am not entering a spelling bee. I'm just in university, so it's all good. One final note before I close the show is that I only play instrumental music on my show, and there's a reason for that. It's because I love instrumental music. It's part of all of our lives in ways that some of us might not even realize. Like, if you play video games like I do, obsessively sometimes, well, let's say all the time, obsessively. Instrumental music is all over video games. Sound effects are instrumental. Imagine Final Fantasy without music in it. Imagine Kingdom Hearts without instrumental music in it. Imagine Mario Kart without any music or instrumental music in it. It would be so weird. I love those sound effects of when that turtle goes flying forward and hits the car in front of you, or when you get like a star and that special, you know, music starts playing, and you know, all of us have that, you know, Mario or Batman or Spider-Man theme song in our head. You know, it's usually just the instrumental that comes to mind. The one instrumental music that most of us probably don't like is ringtones. Now that part of instrumental music really needs to be improved. I mean, it's gotten better than before, the simple ring, 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 or ring, 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 or whatever it was. It's gotten better. But it's still not to the point where it could be. But I really don't think you should waste your time on ringtones. I think there's other things that we should do right now. One of the things I'm always thinking is that we have so much entertainment. So much. So much entertainment. And so many people who want to be in entertainment. So many people who say, oh, I want to put smiles on people's faces. I want to make people happy. How ironic, coming from me, being on a radio show myself, in entertainment myself, I suppose, though I don't really identify that way. There's so much of that I think we need something different. We don't need more entertainment. We have enough entertainment. We have TV, now we have YouTubers, which I still don't completely grasp the concept of it. We have Netflix, we have Crunchyroll, we have so many different outlets of entertainment. Maybe we should focus more on outlets of service that doesn't include enjoyment. Or it does include enjoyment, but not on such a wide and mainstream scale. Just, yeah, maybe we should focus on other things in society than entertainment and all of us wanting to become entertainers. But then at the same time, society is not organized that way. We don't decide who goes into what and organize it that way. It's just whatever you want to do. That's where individualism and freedom comes in. And this is where my university skills also come in. And next up at 10 a.m. is Rocket from Russia.